long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long must I day after day have sorrow in my heart? When the author of that ancient poem wrote those words, he gave voice to a perennial human experience, the longing for peace and the hunger for justice. And many of us here today can echo those words in our hearts. It feels a long time, 5 long years, but still no resolution, still no peace. And so we too cry out, how long must I day after day have sorrow in my heart? When something deeply traumatic has happened, it is vital to lament. And this service is in part a service of lament. It brings us together from our different backgrounds and experiences, bereaved, survivors, people from the local community in North Kensington, friends, those who helped on that night, those who supported in the years since, of all faiths and none, to bear each other's burdens, to share our grief and our pain, and to try to find the words to name the terrible reality that happened among us. Lament refuses to accept easy answers. It tries to name an uncomfortable reality. It says plainly that what happened at Grenfell was wrong. It was not an unfortunate accident. It was the result of careless decisions taken, regulations ignored, an industry that seemed at times more interested in making profits and selling products than in the precious value of human life and keeping people safe in their own homes. Grief experienced in isolation can cut us off from one another. It can turn us inwards. It can fragment communities and people. To lament together, as we are doing today, is to share the experience of facing and naming together the deep injustice that happened at Grenfell, remembering those who lost their lives, those loved ones that we, that you, still hold in your hearts and will do forever. Those of you who lost loved ones in Grenfell Tower, those who survived that night, those of you who live in the local community and who watched the events of that dreadful night unfold, have waited 5 long years, and that waiting continues still. And so today we acknowledge our shared sorrow, that sense of injustice, the ongoing grief. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long must I day after day have sorrow in my heart? But at the same time, this service doesn't just stop with naming the reality. Lament may declare what has happened, but it also declares that injustice, grief, and sadness are not the way things should be. Lament can be an engine for change. In his book, The Last Temptation, the Greek novelist Nikos Kazantzakis wrote this: deep in the foundations of wrong, God buries the small, despised cry of justice. In this world where there is so much that is unjust, deep beneath the surface of all that is painful and unfair, God plants the seeds of justice, of goodness, and of healing. Seeds that will one day surely bear fruit. We sit today in this abbey, a place where, for well over 1,000 years, people have brought their hopes, their fears, their griefs, their longings. Those longings for peace, for healing, and for justice. And here they have found solace, understanding, and strength. This is a place that puts all those fears and griefs and desires into a bigger context. The history of this building, these stones, these windows that have heard the prayers of generations, all remind us of the God who hears our longings and our cries. And that can give us hope that we are not alone. That ancient poet who asked how long it would take for justice to come also wrote these words: "But I trust in your unfailing love, for the Lord is righteous. He loves justice. The upright will see his face." Today, we acknowledge the pain, the darkness. And yet we also look up and we see the light. Maybe you remember those people who offered a hug, an embrace, words of actions, of sympathy and support just when you needed it. Perhaps you remember the small acts of kindness and generosity that have helped in the darkest of times. And also together we acknowledge that we here in this abbey are in the presence of a God who promises to walk alongside us through the valley of death, who loves justice, and who sooner or later, even if it takes time, can bring that buried seed of justice to flower. Today, we give voice to lament, but we also give voice to hope. A hope that those of us who are Christians see in the resurrection of Jesus, that turned the grief of his death into the joy of Easter, as sure as day follows night. Today we lament, but we also live in hope. We are not there yet on that journey towards the light. We name the reality, the darkness that happened at Grenfell. And yet we also declare that we are not alone. That the God who has planted the desire for justice in our hearts stands with us, walks with us, as we seek peace, as we look for justice, for resolution. And even more, he beckons us, urges us into a future that is more compassionate, more just, more hopeful. And so today, we hope and we pray that the word Grenfell may one day soon come to stand for a time that we truly learnt to bear each other's burdens, to value the precious gift of human life, to make our homes truly safe, and to trust in the unfailing love that will not let us go.